All right, Andy.
Hi, Trevor.
I don't have a name for this or a entrance music for this.
Oh, you should be. Goddamn, what was the song we decided our entrance song would be?
I don't even remember.
Oh, goddamn it.
That was like a year ago when we tried this.
The Brazilian
before.
Thrash metal band.
Brazilian thrash?
Sepultura.
Oh, Sepultura?
Yeah.
Are they Brazilian?
I believe so.
Huh. That makes sense. That explains the one weird rainforesty song they have. I love Sepultura.
We're already off track. I love it.
They're my entrance. Well, not exactly, because Sepultura is my KWF entrance theme when I was a backyard wrestler. And by backyard, I mean my mom's dining room wrestler.
So you're already more of a wrestler than Dave?
Dave.
Meltzer?
Oh, yeah.
I like that.
You're
more qualified than Dave Meltzer already.
Okay, so for a little background, in case anybody listens to this, I think I'm going to throw this up on SoundCloud because hassling Colin to put this up on the main feed will be impossible.
Colin sucks.
Yeah. Andy posted some fucking link to a list of Dave Meltzer's Best of the Year awards, and they piss me off because he's so clearly retarded. For people who don't know anything about professional wrestling, this is going to be a professional wrestling podcast, or at least one episode of a professional wrestling podcast.
Or we'll just talk about entrance themes.
I've done a whole episode of my regular podcast about that, so, you know, I could do that again. Dave Meltzer is a...
Mark?
He's a journalist. He's basically, if the National Enquirer was a wrestling-focused magazine, he's like the head editor of The Onion for wrestling. Like, he thinks he's a real journalist, but he's just a fucking idiot, Mark.
The problem is everybody else thinks he's a journalist, too.
And everybody listens to... Everybody takes everything he says like gospel, like he's got these scoops, but like he literally just pulls shit out of his ass the whole time.
My whole lifetime.
And, you know, he's just been watching wrestling for fucking 100 years, so sometimes he gets shit right. And then everybody's like, see?! But it's like, bro, everybody predicted that.
I wish you could see the facials on that one. That was a good face you made.
Yeah. So,
So I made my own shitty list.
So we made a much better list than Dave Meltzer's, which was basically just like, the WWE sucks, and everything they did sucks, and all their cool gimmicks are... Do you have a copy of Meltzer's list? I'm going to go on your face. It's still on your Facebook, right?
Probably.
I'm going to go on your Facebook.
To be fair, everybody hates my list, too.
That good, but...
I also alienated everybody.
Did you post this somewhere?
I sent it on some of my Twitter acquaintances, because I don't call people on the internet friends.
Yeah.
And everybody likes part of it, but no one likes all of it.
Hey, part
so
of it
successfully alienated everybody.
Part of it's better than fucking...
It's kind of my goal, actually.
What did the people who you sent this to think of Meltzer's list? That's...
Okay. All the Joshi people hate it because Dave Meltzer hates women.
Okay, yeah, that's fair.
All the AEW hate it because he didn't love AEW enough.
Okay, even though he was basically sucking AEW's dick.
And all the WWE people hate it because,
naturally.
Well, they don't even try anymore. So.
Yeah. How long ago was that? Fuck.
Might have been like a month ago. We've been talking about this a while.
God, it couldn't possibly have been that fucking long ago, could it? Was it before Paul White signed?
It was before Paul White signed.
All right. So here's Paul White signing on your list. I should have prepared for this, like, at all. God, you post a lot of fucking shit, buddy.
I'm just getting old.
Scrolling through your Facebook wall.
I just post shit. That's what Facebook's for, right?
Yeah. I mean, you're not wrong.
I mean, do you want me to get in political arguments instead?
No. You're doing the right thing.
Here's some wrestling and trains.
Yeah. I can handle wrestling and monster trucks.
Here's a fucking monster truck.
All right, it wasn't in January.
Was it in January?
No, it must... I can't find it on your page. Fuck!
This is why we have editing, right?
Yes.
Who's Sean, the auto engineer?
Oh, I do it all, buddy.
So you have no day? It's just you both?
Yeah, basically.
I kind of want to leave this in now.
I can leave
references
all...
to other people's podcasts.
Let me teach you a little something about how I edit, Andy. The answer is I don't. I don't ever answer, or I don't ever edit.
Or answer.
Or answer.
It might be the right way at podcast. Let's just leave all
it
the
is.
Magic in
I there. Think it is, personally. I don't know, man. Maybe the post got disappeared because I don't see it.
Well, maybe he got an allegation against him. He got canceled, too.
That's possible. So let me just sum up what I can remember of it. Basically, worst promotion of the year, WWE. Best promotion of the year, AEW. And it's like, bro, how can WWE be the worst when TNA and Ring of Honor exist?
Ooh, you might like that part of the list.
The thing that really got me is worst gimmick of the year he gave to The Fiend, even though The Fiend is, like, the best thing going.
To be fair, he is, like, one of two gimmicks on the show. The rest of the show isn't even gimmicks.
Right. And then the one that where I knew the whole thing was a troll was he said the announcer of the year was, well, El Mascador Commentario, who is a fucking terrible announcer. There's a play-by-play guy on AEW who is a former, I guess he pretends he was a former luchador, but he's a fat white guy.
I want to say he was a legit indie luchador-y guy. Then he took over, he ran PWG for a long time.
Isn't that the one that's like Botchamania, like the entire middle of Botchamania?
If we're thinking of the one in LA, yes.
I'm pretty sure all of the middle of Botchamania is PWG.
They do the Battle of LA every year.
I don't know, man.
And it's in like a 500-person arena.
He's a fat white guy.
He's a fat white guy who doesn't wear a wrestling outfit with his luchador mask.
And he wears a luchador mask that looks dumb as shit.
All the time.
While he's commentating. And he names every move. He can't just be like, oh shit, he really fucked him up. He's got to be like, wow, he just performed a Tiger Driver 90 ride, blah, blah, blah.
And he'll have to explain the history of it while the match is going on and missing the match.
It's so fucking annoying and long-winded, and he says tope suicida like every 5 minutes, which isn't entirely his fault. It's because
they are doing a tope suicida every five minutes,
but he could just be like, holy shit, he dove over the ropes, or wow, what a dive, or what a crazy maneuver, or... oh, another one. You know, anything
or
but just...
Or you do JR and just be like, oh, again.
Yeah, or anything but just saying, tope suicida! Tope suicida!
Actually, you're doing a pretty good El Mascador.
He sucks. He fucking sucks. And so as soon as I read that Meltzer named him fucking commentator of the year, I was just like, oh, this whole list is horse shit. And so Andy made his own list.
To piss everybody off.
To piss everybody else off.
Including Trevor.
Oh my god. So is it just a list? You got anything else on there? Is it just your best of list?
Because I know it's a list, and I kind of made some things to remark on.
Okay.
Depending on how much I care when I say it.
Alright, fair enough. Because Andy, like, I mentioned this in passing, like, we should just make a better list, and he apparently took it, like, he not only wrote up a list.
Made four drafts and redid them to see how I felt about them over a couple of days, and then typed up a final draft.
And printed it out. Like, it's printed out on paper. Like, printed, not just fucking...
This is what you call OCD.
Yeah, this guy... this is more prep work than... I've got 260 episodes of The Loud Neighbors out. This is more prep work than has gone into all of those episodes combined.
To be fair, I literally did it either way.
Yeah, well, like, that's...
This is literally just...
That's what I like about you, Andy.
I can be as much of a nerd as you, Dave.
Yeah.
I can make fucking list.
Yeah, it's not hard. Anybody can make
anybody
a list,
can make
idiot.
A list, asshole.
Fucking dumb dumb.
Can we cuss on this? Too late.
Fuck, yeah. It's on... Cool.
No one's listening, right?
No one's listening. I'm just throwing it on SoundCloud or YouTube. I don't fucking know. I don't know what their rules are. I've never used it. I don't know what I'm doing.
What are you going to do, get canceled on the first time?
Oh, right. Oh, no.
There's a lot of women on here who shouldn't get canceled.
A lot of women on where?
On my list.
Oh, good. You're pro women. I mean,
I'm very pro women.
It's true. Like, Andy fucking lives for Japanese women's wrestling, which counts both as women and people of color now. So you're a two.
Does that count as color? People of color now?
Yeah.
Man, I'm PC as fuck now.
Yeah.
I'm going to start dressing like PC principal at work.
Fuck. Do people still buy Oakleys? Are those a thing?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, let me tell you about the VA.
Okay. Enough said. That makes sense. All right, Andy, what do you got for me?
All right, male wrestler of the year. Jon Moxley, because he's John Moxley.
Yeah.
Does anybody really have a disagreement with that?
I wouldn't have when you wrote this list, but after the debacle.
Well, we're counting this only 2020.
All right. Perfect then. Yes. Yeah. Holy fuck.
Is that his fault, though?
No, that was definitely not his fault. That was 100% Tony Khan's fault.
Why did Kenny not just come out and laugh and make it? That would have fixed it right there.
So there was a big pay-per-view last night, one of AEW's big pay-per-views, and the main event was a barbed wire exploding ring match, which is essentially they wrap barbed wire around all the ring ropes, and when you bounce off the ropes, there's like little pyros that little pow.
And they should be big relatively big pyros.
The bounce ones I think looked pretty good.
Those were good.
Yeah.
The triple hell little pad one
those
was
sucked.
Weak as hell.
That's that, and they only did one of them, and it was pathetic. But then, so the gimmick is at 30 minutes, all the pyros explode. The ring explodes, and there's pyros going off all around the ring.
And it should be really cool.
Has it ever really been cool?
Are you asking my opinion?
I've never seen...
The literal Japanese ones, I think...
I've seen two matches, and both times now it was a complete fucking clusterfuck botch.
I think the actual Japanese ones were mostly cool.
Okay, because the only other one I've seen was the Death Tournament championship between Mick Foley and Terry Funk, where the exploding ring pyros failed to go off.
I've watched a couple women's ones where it actually worked.
Okay.
It's still not as good as what you have in your head.
All right.
The ring doesn't... I mean, you work in your head that the ring's actually gonna, the legs are going to fly out of the ring and it's going to be on the ground like Big Show just got suplexed.
Okay, so if you were going to set... All right, hold on.
I'll sidetrack it.
All that happened...
If I did this...
Yeah.
There'd be like Kane fireballs.
Right.
There'd be smoke everywhere.
Right.
The ring would literally... The legs would splay out.
Right.
The ring would fall down.
You'd combine Kane pyros with the Big Show ring collapsing spot.
Yes.
Right.
Everybody would be too blinded by the Kane spot to notice that it was kind of just a gimmick explosion.
Yeah, which would be fine.
But everybody would love it because it looked badass.
And so instead what we got is like some some lazy sparklers.
Legit sparklers.
Like just sparklers on top of the ring post.
Gilbert sparklers.
And then like, have you ever seen those little green ball firecrackers? You light them and they go pow and kind of fizzle a little bit. Like a few of those went off. And I'm barely exaggerating.
And they didn't sell it as a joke.
No.
They sold it as they were going to die.
My God, what an explosion! And fucking the dudes in the ring, like, laid there like they got hit with the worst concussive blast ever.
Great storytelling if they just would have did it right.
Dude, if the ring would have exploded like that, and then Moxley would have looked around and did a what the fuck...
Or Kenny would have came down the ramp and just laughed at him.
Yeah, like, ha-ha, I got you, idiot.
You thought I was going to blow you up. You don't even mean enough to me to blow up.
But instead...
instead, we got sparklers.
Anyway, John Moxley, Wrestler of the Year.
Yes.
And I'll back that completely, because fucking...
Mox had
a hell of a year.
He worked New Japan. He worked AEW. He was one of the few guys that actually were legit.
Yeah, he basically...
He made a legit...
Him and Jericho made that company...
Not a joke.
Yeah, they're the only things making that company worth watching, let's be honest. And MJF a little.
Yeah, but MJF, it took a little bit for him to catch fire.
Yeah.
I mean, you gotta get to know the guy.
Yeah.
Mox comes out looking like a badass, you already understand.
Right. Right. All right.
All right, next. Female of the Year. I picked Julia from Stardom.
You're gonna have to fill me in on this one, Andy, because...
Well... She's only got 2 years of experience. She's the biggest heel in the company. She's got an attitude.
Stardom is women's wrestling in Japan, right?
Japan's biggest company.
It's basically all women,
Literally all women.
Right.
And I like how she has pissed off all the Western fans.
Is she Japanese or Gaijin?
She is a half.
Oh, yeah?
She is half Italian, half Japanese.
All right.
So she's got that friction going.
Nice.
She's got the friction of... She has the attitude of, I'm the biggest bitch in the ring, which is good.
That's good stuff.
And her picture has been all over the Japanese magazines.
Nice.
So she's selling tickets.
Good job. All right.
And I can't think of a better way to rate this than you showed up and made the company bigger.
Hey, I mean, that's basically what Mox did. He showed up and made a company.
Made a company. She's filling the spot that Hannah left by passing away.
All right. Well, all right.
I mean, that's the bluntest way.
Okay.
They had a hole and she filled it. Not the way Nia Jax did, but...
My hole! Just Google Nia Jax's hole.
It'll come up later, don't worry.
Okay, perfect.
All right, tag team of the year.
Yeah.
Now, the real answer would be Hangman and Kenny.
Yes.
But they blew off that feud with such little heat.
Dude, it was
that
awful.
I'm done with it.
Yeah.
So I went back to Stardom.
Okay.
Momo AZ, because I love Momo, and I love Izumi, and I'm a mark, so fuck it.
All right.
That's my Dave Meltzer-ass answer to this.
That's fair. I mean, have there been any good tag teams this year in the West?
No, is my answer.
I think you're right, because the Young Bucks have done nothing but suck shit.
MJF Jericho's this year, so that doesn't count.
Yeah,
Proud and Powerful never got over the way they should have.
Fucking FTR should have been great, and instead they came over and jobbed to the Bucks.
Yep.
And have they even been on TV since?
Not enough.
How embarrassing.
And Tully Blanchard is the toughest guy in the unit.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm being serious. Can you think of any...
I guess the Hurt Business, but that's mostly this year.
But I don't really count that as... They have a tag team. But
they're the Raw Tag Team Champs, but again, sure. That's all 2021 shit, so...
Right.
Yeah, all right.
If they would have actually did a proper feud at the end of that?
Yeah.
But, you know, instead we tried to make Hangman a drunk millennial cowboy.
Yeah,
and,
I don't know why.
We thought Kenny was a face, even though he's never been a face in his life.
I was on Reddit, like, arguing with people how, like, they Vince booked fucking Hangman Adam Page because he was getting over when they didn't want him to. And it was like, no, they didn't. I'm like, motherfucker. They kept trying to push him as a heel and Kenny as a face when nobody wanted that or liked it, and everybody fucking loved him. So then they just killed the angle and took him off TV for like 6 weeks or a year.
But no one wanted Kenny to be a face either.
No. And
no, like, one wanted either one of those things.
Kenny sucked as a face, but I'm digging him as a heel. He's a
right,
great
he's
piece
a goofy
of shit.
Guy. He needs to be a goofy heel.
Like, I'm down with his current work.
All right, you ready for more people you don't know?
Yes. Is there anybody else I know on this list?
Eventually.
Okay, good.
Most outstanding. Suzu Suzuki from Ice Ribbon.
What the fuck is this?
This is the second biggest company, women's right. company in Japan.
All right, so Japan wrestling is so big
there's
that
there's... three big companies.
There's two women's only wrestlings?
There's actually like seven.
Jesus.
But there's three that matter.
God damn.
They love wrestling.
There isn't even three wrestling companies total that matter in America.
Japan likes wrestling.
I fucking guess.
Japan will pay money to go watch wrestling.
All right. Good for Japan.
But I believe she's also 2 years in.
Yeah.
She's athletic as fuck.
Yeah.
She's being compared to Io Shirai.
All right.
Which can't be a bad thing.
No, Io Shirai's legitimate.
She needs to work on selling a little bit. She's also now literally 18.
Man, let me tell you something about professional wrestling. All of them need to work on selling a little bit these days. Holy shit.
That is fair.
But God damn.
Some of them need to work on it more.
All these people learn to do super kicks and dumb fucking posing from Shawn Michaels, but they learn to sell from John Cena.
But I think Shawn Michaels learned how to sell before he learned how to pose.
Yes, yes, he did. That's my problem, though. They try to mimic his personality with John Cena's complete fucking no-selling everything. It's annoying.
But she won their biggest belt at 17 years old.
Goddamn.
From Maya Yukikiki. I can't say her name right, because I'm not Japanese.
That's fine.
And she had a 500-plus day reign.
All right.
So even though this is a work,
yeah,
when you beat someone that's been champion for over a year,
yeah,
I think
you're definitely
you
a big
deserve
deal.
A fucking
yeah, fuck yeah,
and you're still in high school,
and you're still in high school, yeah.
So you got nowhere but up to go.
Well, good for her.
I'm gonna alienate you some more.
All right, I mean, not really. I don't have any fucking context.
You never watch
to
any of these people, so you have no feelings about.
Yeah,
this.
Basically.
No one else in the city has either.
I'm like, is it Lama Nama Numi from that fucking episode of Stranglemania? If not, I've never heard of them.
He might be still wrestling.
I would assume so. Apparently nobody in Japan retires either.
Oh, that comes up later too.
Oh, excellent.
All right, most improved. Saya Kamatami from Stardom. Because she's been wrestling for a year.
All right.
And I think she's legitimately improved.
All right.
Like, they put her in the second to the last match on their biggest show ever.
Yeah.
They trusted her to go. They put on a good match.
All right.
No botches. Again, she needs to work on selling.
You know who I would give most improved to?
I'm interested in this.
Fuck, who's second Charlotte?
God. Oh, I can...
The fucking blonde Air Force chick.
Oh, Lacey Evans.
Lacey Evans. Because she was really shit.
She was terrible when they called her up.
When they called her up. But she's a pretty fucking solid worker now.
Well, have you seen what's up with her?
What do you mean?
Oh, she's out. She's pregnant.
Oh, like for real pregnant?
They literally, two weeks after they started the Ric Flair angle,
yeah,
she legit is pregnant.
Oh, so like...
2 or 3 weeks into the Ric Flair angle where, you know...
Where she was having Ric Flair's baby?
We're implying that Ric Flair is banging her.
Yeah.
She's legit was pregnant, and she's out for, you know...
I thought that was just part of the angle.
I think that she is legit pregnant.
Okay.
Because they didn't even sell it as Ric Flair's.
Oh.
Which I would have done because you already are working the heat.
I thought that's what they did.
I haven't really been watching.
Yeah.
But what I did see on it, they didn't even sell it as Ric Flair's baby.
Man, that's a bummer.
Well, why do the angle if you're not going to sell the...
Yeah, but it's also a bummer that all the, like, these really fucking excellent female wrestlers keep deciding to have babies. Knock it off.
Sorry, Colin.
Because Becky Lynch went and got knocked up. Now fucking Lacey. I mean, I'm glad I'm going to be honest. I'm glad Cody Rhodes' old lady got knocked up because...
Oh, she's been trying to wrestle for 4 years.
She needed to get her sorry ass off TV because she is no good.
You know one person I don't want to see in Japan ever again?
Who's that?
Fucking Cody's wife. That's
Yeah, she was.
They couldn't make her have a good match.
Boy, fucking AEW's been around for what, 2 years now?
And she's
tried like 5 different angles in 2 years and none of them worked at all.
Remember when she's scalping people?
Oh, right.
She couldn't get scalping over.
Yeah.
She couldn't get heel heat from scalping
people. Jesus Christ.
That's how uninteresting she is.
She was so bad she killed Awesome Kong's career. That's fucking terrible.
All right, most underrated.
All right.
Cesaro for the 15th time in a year.
For since he started wrestling.
Since he's been signed.
Fucking Cesaro.
He is still great.
He's the best.
And he's got to be pushing on the 40.
Yeah. It's fucking.
And he's still phenomenal.
Cesaro is this Swiss?
Swiss Superman.
He's this fucking just bald. He's not like bulky, but he's like real world strength training strong. Like one of the things he does in matches is he just deadlifts motherfuckers and throws them over his head. Like, he doesn't look particularly big, but like he's fucking like just lean and cut and just like. Like the strong, he's probably the strongest
legit
guy in wrestling right now.
Like farm boy straw.
Yeah. And like he just fucking picks people up, like 300-pound dudes up, and lifts them like without even grunting and just throws them around like they're fucking nothing.
And he can tell a story. He can sell.
Yeah.
He can do any move he feels like doing.
Dude,
he's just so fucking good. And they're never going, no one is ever going to do anything with
him. It's such a bummer, man. They've been wasting him for fucking years. Like, he always, every time
No one's done anything with him since Ring of Honor.
So they keep not having anything to do with him, so they just put him in tag teams with other guys who are floundering, and Cesaro makes his tag teams, like, the biggest tag teams on the show.
Remember when he was with,
Tyson Kidd?
Tyson Kidd, yes.
They stuck him with Tyson Kidd
they made me
to
care
bury
about
them.
Tyson Kidd.
And it was a great tag team.
They made me care about Kidd for the first time ever.
They stuck him with Jack Swagger.
Made me care about Jack Swagger.
It was huge. They stuck him with fucking fucking Sheamus, who nobody gave a shit about.
He remade Sheamus,
yeah,
by being with him.
Yeah, and they became the biggest fucking tag team on the show. Cesaro just fucking makes people. And
then they bury him.
And then they just... Then they take his tag team partners and fucking bury him.
Make up single stars and they bury him.
And it's fucking awful, man. He's so good. Cesaro, yeah. Cesaro definitely deserves at least a U.S. title run or an IC title run, if not a world title run.
He deserves a world or universal title run, even if it's for a month.
I mean, he'll never get it.
Even if it's a Mick Foley run.
Yeah, I agree. I 100% agree.
Bobby Lashley... No. I do say deserves it.
Yeah, Bobby Lashley should hold that belt for a while, I think. But Cesaro,
but the way
would be
they
a
treated him, you're telling me you couldn't heat Cesaro up for a month? You couldn't have him eat up guys for a month and just throw the strap on him for a little bit?
Yeah, but let's not do that yet. Let's do that
next
like,
year.
Let's do that at SummerSlam.
Have him come out and manhandle Bobby Lashley.
Have Bobby Lashley have a good monster heel run over the summer. And then Cesaro builds Cesaro up and have him take it off him at SummerSlam. That would be
great.
That's
money. The only way would be better if it was KO, who could also be on this list.
Yeah, I want KO to be a villain again. I don't like face KO. He's fine.
I just want him to have a personality.
Yeah. The problem with faces in the WWE is they can't be funny or entertaining or interesting at all.
Or menacing or any... Except Bobby Lashley. Unless you're Brock or Bobby Lashley, you can't be menacing.
Yeah. But if you're a face, the only people who have ever pulled off being an entertaining face in, like, the last 10 years are the New Day.
And they were supposed to be heels the whole time.
Yeah. Yes. They're the only ones who got to stay their heel characters when they became faces.
Which is the best thing in WWE. Cause
it always has been.
The Rock and Stone Cold and Hulk Hogan are really heels.
Yeah.
Hulk Hogan is a prick.
So is Shawn Michaels.
Shawn Michaels is the hugest prick.
Yeah. All their best, like Triple H when he was
is a
face,
prick.
He was just the same villain-ass piece of shit, cowardly
right.
character.
But instead he's talking shit to Vince instead of the fans.
But people loved him because he was also funny.
Well, I mean, at a certain point.
Yeah.
All right, most overrated. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Cody Rhodes.
Yes, I agree. I mean, I would personally say the Young Bucks because I fucking hate them.
I'm more angry with Cody.
But yeah. I'll give you that.
Let me phrase this. He has the ability to be one of the best in the world.
Yeah.
But he chooses...
Yeah, he books himself like an idiot.
To book himself lower.
So, Cody Rhodes, son of legendary wrestler Dusty Rhodes...
Baby.
Basically teamed up with Tony Khan to start AEW to put himself over because Vince McMahon was never going to do it.
Thanks, Ring of Honor.
And then instead of putting himself over, like, he's got the entrance like he's God. Like, he comes to
he
the ring.
He has his own fucking entrance way.
Like, literally, everybody else comes through these tunnels, and Cody Rhodes has his own fucking entrance in the middle of the entry ramp that nobody else uses, and he comes out to, like, this fucking golden light and this fucking, like, music like he's fucking descending or ascending from heaven or whatever, and he fucking comes to the ring, like, backlit and fucking silhouetted, and it's incredible, and it's like, holy shit, this must be the hottest fucking thing. And then he puts on, like, 20-30-minute matches where he's fucking fighting from behind against jobbers and nobodies and enhancement talent every week. Looking pathetic.
And I want to emphasize, these aren't jobbers that they're turning into stars every week. These are just random people.
Yeah.
It's one thing to build a guy.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to get built sometime.
Like when John Cena was doing the open challenge and they were using that to
and
like...
And they built KO on the main roster.
Right. And
in
they built
3 weeks.
KO and a few other dudes. They're like, all right, we're going to give these young talent some time so they can get a name and get bigger.
And but, even like Dolph Ziggler. Oh, right. Dolph Ziggler can actually wrestle.
Right. But these are like guys who like they won't be back on TV again this month.
They signed like three of them.
Yeah. It's fucking stupid.
And why? And not to mention he booked himself so he can't win the main title.
Yeah, ever. He can never wrestle for the main title
how
again.
How do you book yourself in your own company so you can't win your title?
It's bafflingly stupid how like he booked himself worse than Vince ever did.
And that's the whole reason he left.
Yeah.
He left on his own will.
Yeah.
He didn't get fired. He chose to leave.
Yeah.
And why is he teaming up? Why is his manager the guy that broke his dad's leg?
Why does he need a manager?
So he could stand there with a fucking IHOP menu and look like he's coaching you.
He's better on the mic than his manager. Cody Rhodes is great on the mic.
And, he is.
And also Arn...
I don't want to diminish... Well, old Arn does need a little diminishing.
Yeah.
He's not 1985 Arn.
Right. He's an old man who can barely fucking speak.
Well, Arn is still better than half the company on the mic, though.
Not arguing with that.
Because most of them never cut a promo.
But does he ever even pick up a mic on the show?
Time when they're building up the Shaq feud that they blew off not on the pay-per-view.
Oh my God, let's not even get into that because that was just stupid. And, what a waste.
And then there was another time where he got on Cody because he's not putting the guys away. Because even his manager thinks he's giving too much.
And they never did anything with that either.
They should have.
Yeah, and instead, Cody Rhodes has lost both of his feuds since then.
Well, you know, why have a manager if you're not going to listen to him?
Oh my God. Fucking Cody Rhodes, you're right. Fuck Cody Rhodes.
But he's a great wrestler.
He's amazing. He should be
can't get out of his own way.
He should be the face of that company.
He's Miro.
Yeah. Yeah, well, fucking Miro.
Who also should not be booking himself.
No, poor Rusev. Learning the hard way that maybe Vince McMahon know what's best for you.
As much as we all love and hate Vince McMahon,
yeah,
sometimes he's right.
Sometimes he's right. Usually. Unfortunately.
I mean, I'm not a fan of his latest choices, but he also is 100 years old.
You know, I kind of wish I had been watching Raw this past few, like, 6 or so months, because they've been doing some great shit from what I've been, the few bits I picked up and clips I've watched. I'm like, what they're doing with, like, the Hurt Business has all been really good work.
Problem with the Hurt Business is there's no baby faces
to fight them.
It's the same problem they have with Roman. Yes, yeah. Roman is a great heel.
Yeah.
You've murdered KO 25 times.
Right.
Now. You haven't built any...
Yeah, you don't have a superhero to fight these guys
off. It's the opposite of the Hogan problem. Now you have no heroes for your villains.
It's true.
And I haven't been watching because I'm so burned out on that.
That's fair. You're not wrong.
I gave them like a year of kept thinking it was going to turn around. And every week you're like, Andy, why are you watching this shit?
Yeah.
You came in and told me that the whole show was bad. Why did you watch it?
It's true.
And then eventually I'm like, why am I watching
this? Andy would come into work every day and tell me 3 hours of like just soul crushing, disappointing wrestling. And I'm like, bro, you got to stop doing this to yourself. Just watch your fucking Japanese lady wrestling. It makes you happy.
It is true. Like, why are you doing this?
Yeah, man. Like, I wanted to get into AEW, and then I watched Dynamite this week where it was just dog shit. And then that pay-per-view, I'm like, oh, come on, you guys. There were some good matches on that show.
But looking back on it, I'm not as down on it as I was. But that ending killed the whole thing.
It just killed the whole thing. There are a couple of fucking things that came out of that pay-per-view that I want to see the follow-up of, particularly Cutie Marshall. The problem is I'm afraid that they're going to do that blow-off.
They're going to do a Kenny Omega blow-off where nothing happens?
Well, I'm afraid they're going to do it on Dark or being the Elite or anything other than television.
Why is this show that's been around for kind of 2 years?
Yeah.
And most of it's been during a pandemic?
Yeah.
Doing all their angles not on TV.
Not on TV. It's frustrating.
Do they not understand their own... Well, I answer my own question. No, they don't understand how their own business works.
No, they don't. None of them do. And I want to see Jericho get kicked out of the Inner Circle. But I think that'll be fun.
It should be.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And Jericho's the only one who knows how to do wrestling on that whole show. And everything he's done so far has been pretty much the right decisions. So,
but MJF can carry that faction.
Oh, yeah.
And it gives Jericho time to go refresh.
Yeah.
Go do an album or whatever the hell he wants to do.
Yeah.
And then he can come back. I believe Jericho can still be a face, right?
Oh, yeah. He could reinvent. So Jericho can come back with Sammy Guevara. Every 6 months.
Him and Sammy Guevara can come back.
As a face team?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
And go against the Inner Circle.
I would love that.
He comes in and destroys his own creation.
Right. I love it.
Watch him not do it.
Jericho might. He's smart. He's smart enough to be the only person on that. I mean, Jericho booked himself as the first champion and then held that belt for almost a year.
But that was the right move.
Yeah.
You need someone to hold the belt.
My point is Jericho does the right things because Jericho knows... Jericho's not fucking stupid.
He's
like
been
all
in
these
the business
kids.
My whole life.
Yeah. He was in the business when people had to scrap for their spot on the card and not willingly give it up like Cody Rhodes.
I mean, he's like, what, maybe 6 feet tall?
Yeah.
And he rose to power in the big man era.
Jericho's 5'10". He's literally my height.
So he rose to power in the era of giants.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And now he's in the era where he's kind of a giant.
Yeah.
So he understands.
Yeah.
I mean, if anybody's going to get over.
Yeah, it's true.
All right. Rookie of the year. We're going back. I wish we had a Japan, like, token Japanese plug music for this.
Yeah.
Every time I do something
for Japan. It would just be every single one then.
Yeah, pretty much.
If I go, beep, 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 beep.
Yeah,
beep,
no, do that. Beep, I like beep. It.
Is that racist?
Probably, but I like it.
Excellent.
Rookie of the year. Yuki Mashiro. From Ice Ribbon.
So it's a woman.
It is a woman.
All right.
She just generally improved.
All right.
She tells stories.
All right.
She's a rookie.
What's her big... Is she a good guy or a bad guy?
She's been a good guy, but I think they're going to have to turn her.
Yeah.
And that'd be good for her.
Okay.
Now, the only question I have is this her topped out? Or does she actually have more? And is she going to keep with it?
Yeah.
Because... there's a lot of turnover in Japan.
Yeah.
And there's also a lot of people that refuse to retire.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I noticed that when I came over and watched, what's their big two-day thing called?
Wrestle Kingdom.
Came over and watched that, like, I don't even know, that was probably a year ago now, almost.
Yeah, you didn't come this year.
Okay. So it was over a year ago, and it was like, half the card was like, 60-year-old fucking men.
We need to have a talk about these two-day cards. Every wrestling company.
They need to stop.
Everybody doesn't need a match.
No.
You have a rumble or something.
Well, the worst part was that Wrestle Kingdom was everybody had two matches, so everybody was wrestling both nights. I'm like, well, why even do this then?
At a certain point, it doesn't even matter if it's great.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're tired.
I'm definitely not looking forward to WrestleMania.
I'm not looking forward to having to sign up for Peacock.
Well, also that.
Because they're too lazy to even just...
Although
make
you
it work.
Can fucking sign up for like $5 and still get it, you just have to watch commercials, so fuck it.
You're not wrong, but it's just the fact that they can't even bother to just make it automatic.
Yeah, that's fair.
All right. Best non-wrestler.
All right. Okay.
Taz.
All right. I'll allow it.
He's a commentator.
Yeah.
He has his own unit.
Yep.
He cuts promos.
He
feels legit.
Yeah.
When he says he's going to kick someone's ass, you think Taz could probably kick his ass.
Taz is a terrifying fucking... So Taz is like 5'6", maybe?
I think he's shorter than me.
Yeah. But he's also
twice as wide as me.
He's also that big a cross. Like, the dude is just this terrifying little fucking mountain of muscle, and he's like from the Bronx, so he sounds tough, and he just... He comes across as a guy who's probably been in a lot of fights in his life, like real life.
Probably. Since he was 7, probably.
He's probably got the shit kicked out of him and shit kicked the shit out of people just on the streets over shit.
No one went to the gym and did that many squats for no reason.
Yeah. He is just he used to be known as the human suplex machine back when he was wrestling 20 years ago, and he would just wrap dudes up and fucking just whip them around the ring, and he was a bad motherfucker.
And let's talk about the FTW by the title belt.
Oh, is that still a thing?
Yes.
Because I didn't see it at all on the pay-per-view.
Which is dumb.
Yeah.
But also, I like the fact that he went back in history to his old gimmick, dusted his bitch off, and brought it in.
So when he was wrestling in ECW, he like fucking made his own title called the Fuck the World title and just crowned himself the champion. And then, when he joined AEW, like, earlier, like, last year, he fucking announced that, like, he was, like, he's a manager for this dude, and he just, like, he's that champion, and gave him that title belt.
The mistake is they haven't had anybody challenge for his belt that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Which
they need to
a general
like a
AEW problem.
Right.
But even in ECW, people would challenge for that belt.
Right, of course. I mean, if there's a belt, you treat it like every other belt, man.
Yeah, what's the point of having belts if no one wants it?
Yeah, then it's meaningless.
I know. Bruce Pritchard is going to tell me, "Oh, it's a goddamn gimmick." I don't know why he's fucking
like even the $1 million belt got
people challenged for it
occasionally.
It meant nothing.
Yeah,
and it looked
a belt that was literally
it looked bad
just,
in the day. It looks great now.
I loved the $1 million belt,
but there's a lot of great belts in that. that IC belt.
Oh, dude.
It's one of the best belts ever.
Yeah. Those are my favorite belts. That Intercontinental, the 1980s Intercontinental and the Winged Eagle World Heavyweight Championship belt are my two favorite professional wrestling titles, period.
But people challenge for a belt that gave you nothing besides, yeah, I beat this guy.
Yeah, that's all it means.
And they can't book it on the show.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
All right, best high flyer.
Yeah.
El Phantasmo from New Japan, just because he pisses people off.
I don't even know who El Phantasmo is.
Well, you don't need to.
Is he actually the best? Because, you know, in this category, you have Ricochet.
Ricochet is ruined for me.
Why is that?
Because
he's in WWF.
No, he doesn't even win anything. He doesn't win. He doesn't do anything.
Why would he win? He's a flippy guy in WWE. Vince is never going to let him win a match.
Well, I'm going to at least go with the flippy guy that fucking wins something.
All right.
And people hate him.
All right, fair enough.
And I like when people actually hate somebody.
That's fair.
And I'm still a Bullet Club mark, so fuck it.
All right. He's in the Bullet Club?
Yeah.
All right.
And he pisses people off.
That's all that matters.
Except every time I watch a New Japan show, there's like this one girl in the crowd with all his gear on.
Just loves him?
Yeah, there's like one chick that has every piece of his fucking merchandise on.
Love it.
Which gives me these 80s awesome vibes.
Yeah. All right. I'm into it.
All right. Technical wrestler of the year.
Yeah.
I'm going back to Stardom. I like that laugh.
Why do you do this to me?
Because this is my list. All right. If you watched wrestling, you could have made your own list.
All right. You know what? You got me.
All right. Shuri. That's,
you know it's fake, right?
Yeah. Nothing's fake.
That's what we can call the show. You know it's fake, right?
No, it's a good name. I like that we workshopped that right in the middle of the show.
There you go.
All right. I pick Shuri because I think she is the best technical wrestler. She can shoot. She can do submissions. She was literally in the UFC for 2 years.
All right. Okay.
And she's a small Asian woman in the UFC.
Okay.
She could do flippy shit if she wants. She could sell. She could tell stories.
All right.
She trained with Asuka. Love it.
There's not enough just fucking technical wrestlers around anymore. There's not enough guys just doing mat work anymore, in my opinion.
Well.
Like, you got Cesaro.
And that's my main reason I put Cesaro on here.
Yeah.
Because I think he could legit wrestle.
Yeah.
And I think he could legit choke somebody out.
Yeah.
I think he could put you in an armbar.
Absolutely.
And hurt you.
I guess that's it. You got Cesaro.
That is kind of it, right? You got Tully Blanchard.
I mean, Hangman.
He won a match this year.
Hangman Adam Page keeps it mostly in the ring. He doesn't do too much fucking dumb shit, but.
I think he has the grappling in him.
Yeah.
If they wanted to work on it.
Yeah. I think Cody Rhodes technically is too, but the problem is he never does any wrestling moves.
No, that's because he wants to wrestle underneath for some reason.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Even though he's better as a heel too.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, he looks like an asshole. He should just
be. He has his own fucking entranceway.
Yeah. His entire gimmick is that he is a piece of shit villain.
But he's the face.
But he's the face for some reason. And I don't understand. I don't understand his decision making.
That'll come up later too.
Oh. How long is this list?
As long as Meltzer's.
Okay. How long was Meltzer's list?
A lot.
How many more are left, I guess?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Okay.
All right.
This is going to be the longest podcast I've ever recorded.
Most charismatic.
Yeah.
MJF.
Yeah, well, duh.
I don't need to add anything.
Yeah.
Everybody, Jericho would be second.
Yeah. Maxwell Jacob Friedman. Is this, I mean, what is he, 22, 23 years old?
He's definitely under 30.
Yeah, he's just this asshole piece of shit, like, just smarmy, fucking self-important, self-righteous heel. Like, I'm rich, and I'm better than you.
And you know it.
And you know it. And the best part about him is he never fucking breaks the character. Like, when he does signings and shit, he'll just tear up your pictures and flip off children and fucking be a total asshole
the
whole
time. He's an asshole on Twitter. He lives the gimmick.
Yeah.
Because it might be him.
Yeah, he might actually just be an asshole, but goddamn is he a good wrestler.
I wrote down, he's like a mix of Rick Rude and Jericho.
Yes, he is. That's
not
perfect.
Not in the sexual Rick Rude way.
Yeah.
But in I am an arrogant prick.
Yeah.
And I'm better than you.
Yeah.
And you're a bunch of sweat hogs.
Yeah, absolutely. Goddamn, Rick Rude was good.
Yeah, too bad his heart blew up.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
This is a bummer podcast. I keep bringing up dead people.
I mean, if you're talking about wrestling, brother.
There's a lot of dead wrestlers. I kind of want you to do the stereotype Japanese noise again.
All right. Read the name of the thing, and then I'll do it, and then you read the name.
Move of the year.
Beep, 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 beep.
Mizuki from Tokyo Joshi Pro.
What is her move?
Rolling Candy.
Okay.
It's just a ridiculous... She, like, spins up in the air towards the person's head, and it's ridiculous, and it's dumb.
Is it a strike? Is it a slam?
She literally just starts spinning and throws herself at the girl, but somehow, like, spins against gravity.
Weird. All right.
So it's ridiculous. And normally I would just put a spine buster on here because I'm a mark.
Oh, I mean.
But this move is so ridiculous.
All right.
I think even Dave Meltzer might have went with this one. I don't remember.
Oh, if you can't share any of your list with Meltzer, are you fucked up?
Well, you know. Goddamn. Every once in a while, he's right, okay?
Shut it down. Cancel the whole... This was a terrible idea.
You ready for Feud of the Year?
Yeah.
You want to make the noise again?
No. No, goddamn it.
All right. Tam Nakano versus Julian Stardom. Because...
Yep.
Tam was fighting for her best friend who broke her neck.
Okay.
Can't wrestle anymore. She had to give up the white belt.
All right.
The second belt in the company. She spent the whole year trying to win this belt.
Yeah.
Trying to, you know, do it for a friend.
Yeah.
And Julia, the heel, crushed her every fucking time.
Yeah.
All year long.
Right.
Just crushed her.
Good.
And if we want to skip to this year,
yeah,
they finally blew it off, and Tam finally did it in a hair versus hair match.
Did they?
Yes.
Good job.
In the biggest show in the company's history. But they spent a year and a half, basically.
That's good storytelling.
Building this thing where she just is not good enough.
Yeah.
And she would challenge, and she would just get her ass kicked every single time.
Nice.
And the crowd is just crying. They just did it right.
Good.
And no one else really had a feud in the whole...
I'm trying to think of any other feud in wrestling.
That lasted more than 10 minutes.
That lasted more than a pay-per-view and mattered.
KO versus Seth Rollins, but that lasted like a month. And then KO hurt himself.
I got nothing.
There was a Mysterio thing, but you know how I feel about the Mysterios.
Oh, yeah. Who's he feuding with?
It was Seth, and then Seth's little crony. And then his crony was dating the Mysterio daughter, who's like 18. And it's kind of...
Yeah, fuck all that.
Yeah, see?
Fuck that whole show.
All right, match of the year.
All right.
You already know what's going to happen.
God damn it. There had to be a good American match. I can't think of one, but there had to be one.
There you go. So fuck you. You couldn't think of one.
Let's hear it.
Maya Yukiki versus Suzu Suzuki when she won the belt at 17.
All right.
Because I legitimately liked the match.
Yeah.
I liked the story they built. There was her third time challenging.
Yeah.
She finally beat the monster.
But how many stars did Dave Meltzer give it?
He didn't even watch it, I believe.
What?
Dave hates Joshi.
Really?
Like, he does not like women's wrestling.
What a shit heel. Well, how many stars do you give it? I guess 5.
I would give it 5 stars.
All right.
But I'm also bad at giving stars.
Yeah. They're all 1 star or 5 stars.
Yes.
That's...
I either love it or it was garbage.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
Worst match of the year. Everything Nia Jax did.
Oh my God, she's so bad.
And I want to like her because she... Well, if they would dress her like a human being.
Right.
And she would just come out and do things she can do.
You mean a person wearing garbage bags to the... Like, literal garbage bags with mud flaps on the sides to the ring isn't just a great look?
You know what she needed?
Yeah.
She needed mud flaps. Because she's not big enough already.
Dude. She should be amazing. Because she's this giant fucking woman. Surrounded by smaller women.
She's literally as big as me.
She should... be able to just throw these. But she's, the problem is she's that big and she's weak. And she's weak, sloppy.
And she hurts people.
Yeah.
And she screams about my hole.
Yeah. She botched. So she did a leg drop on the side of the ring to somebody. And like the person rolled out of the way. And so she basically like split leg drop right on the edge of the apron, and the corner stabbed her right in the ass crack. She rolls out of the ring and starts screaming my hole because she stabbed herself in the asshole on the edge of the ring.
Not my butt. Not no. My ass.
My hole.
My hole.
Fuck Nia Jax. What was that award for?
Worst match of the year.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Everything she did.
Any match she was in.
Shayna Baszler can't fix that.
No. And then putting her in 12 matches against Lana, who isn't really the greatest wrestler anyway.
And is kind of fragile.
And is pretty fragile. Maybe that's a mistake. Like, I get you're mad at her because her husband quit or whatever. Or you fired her. You're mad at her because you fired her husband?
They fired her husband, I believe.
Yeah.
So why are you mad at her?
Ugh.
She should be mad at you.
Fucking Vince. All right, what's next?
Best promotion.
I mean, I'm guessing you're going with...
I'm going with Ice Ribbon.
Okay.
Because they kept running the whole time.
All right.
They made new stars.
All right.
They had my favorite match of the year.
Yeah.
They had my rookie of the year.
Yeah. You didn't want to go with, like, I don't know, Ring of Honor or...
Wait. Don't... Let's not blow it off yet.
I'm sorry.
Because guess what's next? Worst promotion of the year.
Yes.
Ring of Honor.
I mean, it's undeniable.
They literally... helped create AEW.
They literally funded their competition.
They lost all their stars.
Lost their entire fucking worthwhile roster to it.
I mean, first off, they lost their first batch of stars to NXT.
Yeah.
Then they lost the second set to NXT and AEW.
Yeah.
Now they have nobody but Jay Lethal.
Yeah.
Not to throw shade at Jay Lethal.
No, I love Jay Lethal.
But
he's great.
Old now.
Yeah. But he can't carry a company.
And guess what he has to do?
Yeah, especially when he's basically by himself.
And Japan doesn't even send them anybody anymore.
Well, no, they're working with...
because they're working AEW. With Impact and AEW.
Why would you work with the fucking... now the fourth rate... which is really embarrassing because Ring of Honor used to be better than TNA.
I used to watch that shit every week.
Yeah, and now they're...
I was into that a couple years ago.
Now they're worse than TNA, who is...
they are worse than TNA.
Who is so bad they're basically a joke.
They had to change their name.
Yeah.
They had to change their name.
Yeah. Impact Wrestling now, who is so bad that, like, the only reason anybody cares about them at all is because the owner of their company is currently the manager of AEW's World Heavyweight Champion.
Well, that's the only way you can get over an AEW, man.
Yeah.
You have to be from another company.
It's fucking insane.
Look at Thunder Rosa.
But yeah.
She's booked more on the show than their fucking champion.
But according to Meltzer, WWE is somehow worse than that.
WWE's problem is that they just, first, they can't stop but bludgeon you with fucking content.
Yeah.
And it's not great.
Yeah.
And some of it is just downright awful.
Yeah. Yeah. They've got a lot of solid shit going on, but yes.
It's just like Vince literally wants you to only watch his stuff every second of your fucking life.
Yeah. But it's not going
to
happen.
And it's not 1998.
No, it's not 1998. Vince, you don't have the star power to do it anymore. Because you keep fucking burying the star power and chasing them away to AEW.
KO should be God right now.
Yeah.
Bobby Lashley finally has taken a throne.
Imagine if he had let fucking Dean Ambrose do what he wanted to do on WWE.
If he let him do half of what he's doing now.
Yeah.
They probably let him go too far.
Yeah.
They let him get too far.
Right.
But if they let him do half of what he's doing now.
Yeah.
And he'd be happy.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
They put a title on
Seth
him.
Seth Rollins versus...
let him be the versus, character he's being
versus
now.
Versus Dean Ambrose at WrestleMania?
Right.
But no.
No.
No, we're going to make him a guy that wears a leather jacket and a gas mask and hates the fans. Even though the fans fucking love him and won't boo him.
Right. Just a baffling decision.
Best major show of the year.
Yeah.
I was waiting for a pause for you to make a shitty remark.
Oh, I'm just a Joshi something.
Yes. Ice Ribbon, Yokohama, Buntai Final, because I loved the show.
All right.
Because I had my match of the year on it. They had a fucking death match on it. They had a stupid comedy match on it.
Yeah.
So it had a little bit of fucking everything.
I mean, I don't want to spoil anything, so I got to wait.
You might have a best
Have you done Match of the Year already?
Yes.
Okay, well, I have to disagree completely with all of that then.
Oh, go ahead.
Because my Match of the Year and my Show of the Year are the same thing, and it's the fucking Firefly Funhouse match from WrestleMania last year. WrestleMania last year, in spite of all the problems, in spite of going no fans because of COVID, they saved it for me with those two cinematic matches. But most specifically, the Firefly Funhouse match was such a batshit exploration of the history of professional wrestling.
And the mind of both of them.
And I loved every fucking second of it. It was amazing.
I think my problem was I love Asian women.
Yeah, that's the first fair. Problem. Secondly, and also it wasn't a wrestling
match.
And
also it wasn't kind of a wrestling match.
It was just a series of vignettes and skits.
But that doesn't make it bad. Because is WWE a wrestling company anymore?
Well, no, they haven't been for years.
So why not just have a fucking movie?
They should do shit like that more often. But the Firefly Funhouse match, for anybody who didn't watch it last year. So the Firefly Funhouse is basically Pee-wee's playhouse for a weird trans-dimensional demon monster that possesses Bray Wyatt.
Mm.
And Bray Wyatt brought John Cena into it, and it was basically a series of John Cena's nightmares and reliving his career, but also reliving the entire history of professional wrestling, and then becoming a heel at the end to finally get his win back on Bray Wyatt that he didn't
inside before. Of Bray Wyatt's mind.
Inside of Bray Wyatt's mind.
In 25 minutes.
Yeah. It was bonkers. It was full of meta jokes. They made fun of Vince McMahon.
That's good shit, pal.
They made fun of wrestling in general. They made fun of John Cena a lot.
They made John Cena in the NWO.
Yeah, and that was John Cena's last match.
Yes.
And he's no longer signed anywhere, so he's probably done for at least a while.
I mean, is he going to come back for 2,000 fans at Mania?
No, he won't be back until there's a full arena again. Which is perfect, but that might be John Cena's last match, and what a way to go out.
I also want to say I'll be disappointed if that's literally his last match.
You know, yeah, me too, because John Cena's fucking...
He has so much... He's not injury prone. He's got so much...
Well, he's the best professional wrestler, probably...
He might be the best human being ever.
He might be, though. He's a perfect human being. He's literally the rebirth of Jesus Christ.
Like, I think he could come back. He might be able to get Raw... That might be a mistake.
I would watch it.
I would watch Raw consistently if I thought John Cena was going to show up.
Yeah, agreed.
I would at least fast forward through it to see if John Cena showed up.
But also, if he's just going to go make TV and movies, fuck it.
I can't hate the guy for it.
Yeah, exactly.
But like The Rock, I want one more run.
Right, I agree.
Which is a good wrestling thing.
Yeah. Because
you should always want one more.
It's true. Yeah. Well, I don't want one, because, yeah, otherwise you're The Undertaker, who I don't ever want to see anywhere near wrestling ever
and
again.
And as much as I love The Undertaker, I'm actually happy he retired.
Yeah.
You finally broke me to the point where I'm done.
Yeah, like, bro, you need to...
When you have me wanting you to go,
yeah,
it's bad.
Yeah,
because exactly. I was hanging on. I was hanging on for a long time.
I know you were.
And I'm finally like, maybe this should be the last match.
Maybe he is.
Or if you're going to come back, do the cinematic thing where you could take a break every 30 seconds.
Maybe wrestling with two robot hips isn't the way to go.
Maybe we made a mistake.
All right. What else you got?
Worst major show.
Okay.
I put TNA because I refuse to accept that they're Impact now.
Okay.
But Impact Bound for Glory.
Did you actually watch this?
So... They were talking about the Good Brothers showing up.
Yeah.
I had that Saturday off.
Yeah.
I spent the $15.
I mean, $15 for a pay-per-view, you already know you're getting shit.
I got worse than I thought I was going to get.
Are they still doing...
The feed was fucked.
Was it just empty building?
The building was empty. They didn't even pipe any noise, which might be a positive at this point.
Yeah.
WWE's fucking that up, too.
Yeah, well, you know...
And the Good Brothers don't even have a match.
Really?
They, like, show up at the last minute and stand on the fucking stage.
Wow.
So they hooked me on one thing.
So the Good Brothers...
They hooked me on, we're going to bring in the Bullet Club,
yeah,
and we don't do it.
Great.
And then the matches are pretty mediocre.
I mean, how could they not be? Who do they even have? Other than fucking...
They had Tommy Dreamer in a match.
Oh.
And I kind of like Tommy Dreamer.
Yeah.
I can relate to Tommy Dreamer.
I like 20 years ago Tommy Dreamer. I like 20 years ago Tommy Dreamer. 2020 Tommy Dreamer. I'm like, bro.
We can't say too much. Tully Blanchard won a match this year, but
I would rather watch Tully Blanchard wrestle his two moves.
I mean,
than Tommy Dreamer.
Tully Blanchard. Tommy Dreamer is the guy that was never good enough.
Let me just say, Tully Blanchard's in better shape than Tommy Dreamer.
I mean, he looks better.
Yeah. Go on.
Best gimmick of the year.
Yeah.
WWE.
Yeah.
Because they're pretending. Let me rephrase this. People think they're a wrestling company still.
Oh, yeah.
I'm giving them best gimmick because they aren't a wrestling company anymore.
Okay.
But people still are acting like it's a wrestling company.
So you're giving the whole company the best gimmick?
The whole company.
For pretending to be a wrestling show?
Yes.
All right. Okay. I approve. Oh, fuck.
You could poke holes in it, but it's not a wrestling show anymore.
Even though they buried, I like what you did there. I'm going to say my favorite gimmick this year, even though they buried it almost immediately, was Hangman Adam Page doing that thing where he would like come out to save the fucking, his friends way too late, carrying a glass of beer. And then he'd have somebody hold it, and then he'd do his buckshot lariat. And then he'd immediately just go get his beer and walk away. I fucking loved that.
And that might be a better answer, but yeah. I went for the funny answer.
No, I like what you did there. I appreciate that. That was good.
Worst gimmick.
Yeah.
Retribution.
What is retribution?
The guys that wear the mask and they got the hacker guy.
Yeah, the guy who like just has a paper plate on his face.
Yes.
Yeah, that's bad. So in WWE, they started out having this faction who was literally Antifa, and they would run in and they'd cut all the ring ropes up with a chainsaw, and they were outsiders here to take down WWE. And then one day they're like, they're assigned to Raw. What?
Yeah, why are your terrorists signing contracts?
Yeah, and then they came out, and it was all these guys who were actually really good and over in NXT, and they brought them up to the main roster and then gave them all names like T-Bar and...
And they wear ridiculous outfits and masks.
And they wear these really piss-poor cosplay, like, movie Bane masks, and one of them literally, his mask looks like a paper plate with eye holes cut out of it. And they look dumb as shit, and their gimmick is dumb as shit.
And they wrestle dumb as shit.
Yeah, the whole thing is
bad. And they don't even cheat, even though they're terrorists.
Yeah. Ugh. They're like a shittier... They're a somehow shittier Dark Order.
Oh my god. That's the first time you complimented Dark Order on anything.
Yeah. I mean, if that was a compliment to the Dark Order, saying there's a shittier version of them, yes.
Best faction.
Yeah.
Rebel Enemy from Ice Ribbon. And you know why?
Why?
Because I'm in love with my Yukiki.
All right.
That's the reason.
I mean, I'm going to give best faction to, the Inner Circle, because Chris Jericho is Chris Jericho.
That is a more fulfilled answer. My answer is very shallow.
Yeah, okay, that's fair enough. it's your list.
See, yeah. Just like, you know, I just ask myself.
Who's your favorite faction?
What's my favorite faction this year? Yes.
Yeah. Hot Asian women. that's my favorite faction is hot Asian women. I get it.
I gotta take a leak. We're editing. All right,
we're gonna pause. All right. How's your bladder?
Empty.
Good. What's next?
Worst faction.
Okay.
Retribution again.
Oh yeah. We already did that.
That was gimmick. They're the worst gimmick and the worst faction.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, I guess, yeah. Yes.
Because they could literally just go on his own network and watch the first 6 months of the NWO and do that again.
Yeah.
But he chose to give them paper plate mask and be Bane and to sign contracts and to suck.
Yeah. Also, isn't that fucking Dominik Dijakovic?
Yes, it is.
Who is incredible.
You simply went to the PC. I was born there, whatever the fuck he said.
Yeah, it's so dumb. It's
Which
so
was
bad.
Funny, but it was only funny because it was so bad.
It's only funny because it's self-aware about how bad the fucking gimmick is. I mean, the faction now. It was how
it's
bad
both.
The faction
it's
is.
It's both. It's so bad that it encompasses both
damn.
Of them.
Damn. Yeah, you're right.
Best announcer. I went with Kevin Kelly.
That's a weird poll. Kevin Kelly's in New Japan now?
He's been there in a long time.
I did not know that.
Just because he's Kevin Kelly.
I mean...
He's solid. He doesn't add a bunch of dumb shit.
Okay.
He's just solid.
All right.
He does his job.
I'm going to surprise you with my opinion.
Is it JR?
It's Tony Schiavone.
Whoa.
Who I hated for years. I hated him in WCW. Thought Tony Schiavone was fucking terrible. But he's been really fucking solid in AEW. I really think fucking Tony Schiavone and Jim Ross have a good, like, Waldorf and Statler thing going on. Mm. That they're just two fucking bitter old men who are in a company of young kids that you can tell they just fucking hate. And they don't even really hide it that much. And I really appreciate it.
But it doesn't come off terrible.
No, it comes off great.
Sometimes they are. Sometimes JR goes too far.
Yeah. They're still putting it over, but I think Tony Schiavone's just kind of like a bitter, salty old man who just...
But he's like a positive bitter, and JR is like a bitter bitter. And like, when you put them together, you got a nice combo.
Like, he was on the ramp for something when fucking J.J. Dillon was on Dynamite.
Yes.
And J.J. Dillon started, like, fucking talking some shit or something. And Tony Schiavone's like, you're not getting paid extra to talk shit. And, like, fucking shoot him out of the stage. And just, like, you could tell it was just going into business for himself a little bit there. I'm like, all right, Tony Schiavone, I'm in on you this year.
I think El Mascadero Comentario just poisoned the whole AWL for me.
That's totally understandable. He's fucking awful.
And as much as I like JR... I think he throws a little bit too much of shitting on it.
Yeah.
There's a point of where, okay, you're just burying yourself.
Yeah.
There's a point where it's funny.
Yeah.
And there's a point where it's on point.
Yeah.
And then there's, I know JR.
Yeah.
They're going to do it again.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, buddy.
They're going to keep doing flippy shit.
But you're pointing it out too much. But I like your pick.
Yeah.
I never thought you'd put over Tony Schiavone.
Yeah, neither did I, but he's really fucking brought it this year.
You ready for worst announcer?
Oh, I have a theory.
You want to just go ahead and say it for me?
El Masco, what's his actual name?
Excalibur.
Excalibur. Excalibur is the fucking worst, man. God, he's bad. Excalibur is the luchador fucking commentator in AEW who... has to give a fucking proper fucking pronoun name to every single fucking move.
It's got to be the most obscure one, too.
Yeah. It's like, bro, nobody gives a shit. Nobody gives a shit.
If he did, like, a podcast...
Yeah.
...or something...
Yeah.
...where he went over a match... And,
sure.
...and gave me the history of it...
Perfect.
I might actually listen to that.
You're calling it live on the air.
It's not the time.
Dude.
It's not the time or place.
He fucking punched the guy. The punch doesn't need an elaborate backstory and name. It was a fucking right hook.
Oh my God, I saw that in 1976 in the... Wherever, I can't even go on.
Yeah. Fuck you.
I don't need the history of the fucking move.
I hate that guy. He's fucking
Just
awful.
Just call it a power slam.
And he ruins AEW.
Just call it a sidewalk
me.
Slam.
It's just annoying.
Next category.
All right.
Now, Dave calls it best promoter.
Yeah.
I ain't calling that. They're not fucking promoters.
Right.
They're goddamn bookers.
Okay.
Calling them a promoter makes you sound even more like a goddamn fucking mark.
All right.
Because they're not fucking promoters.
That's fair. So, best booker?
That's what I'm calling it. Best booker. Oh, and we're
for people who don't watch wrestling, if you've actually made it this deep into this,
I'm sorry.
A booker is basically somebody who it's the head writer essentially. They write the matches.
They
determine
the matches.
They determine the outcome of the matches and the storylines, and they're basically a writer.
And we could call it best writer.
Yeah.
But they're
bookers.
We know they're bookers.
Yeah.
We know the terms out there, so.
Yeah.
Tsukasa Fujimoto from Ice Ribbon, because of all the other things I've said about Ice Ribbon.
All right, that's fair.
Plus, she is 37 years old.
Yeah.
She could just choose to do what all the other old hags do over there.
Yeah.
and put themselves in charge of their own company.
Right.
And just give themselves the fucking belt forever.
Right. She could
and never build new talent.
She could fucking Jeff Jarrett it.
She could. But instead, she's made three people off of her reputation.
Good. And it sounds like she's like building a lot of kids through she there. Is, so
she's actually building, instead of just squashing everybody.
Yeah.
She's actually building a company.
Good job. All right.
Which is rare in this business. Ready for worst booker?
Yeah. I have opinions, but let's hear what you think.
Tony Khan and all the EVPs.
Yeah, I was going to say Cody Rhodes just for how he books himself. But yes.
I put the whole company.
The whole company is. Dude, can you imagine, like, 2 years ago, there was so much goodwill, so much excitement, like, fucking all these names. You got Moxley and Jericho and all these fucking, like, all these guys WWE had basically just squandered. All these guys fucking
Miro.
ROH had just squandered.
And they
do the same dumb shit with them.
You literally got a chunk of WWE and the Bullet Club.
Yeah.
And you manage.
And the only one who gets booked right are Jericho, MJF, and fucking Moxley.
And that's just because MJF is probably such an actual asshole.
Yeah.
That he HBKs himself into not being booked shitty.
Well, he should.
Everybody should.
Every wrestler should do that.
Your job is to put yourself over.
Yeah. Which is why Cody Rhodes is such a shit booker, is because he unbooks
himself.
He doesn't fucking look. I know everybody like, and it's probably a thing. Like, well, Hulk Hogan was a prick, always playing politics and blah blah blah. I'm like, yeah, that's why everybody in the universe knows exactly who Hulk Hogan is
as an employee. Which yeah, I guess I can't call them employees.
Yeah,
it's your job to go to work and try to get yourself over.
Right,
it's not your job to worry about if the company is over. It's your job to put yourself over. It's the company's job to try to push you back.
You know, it's really weird because, like, Cody Rhodes' dad was a booker.
He booked himself into being.
So Cody Rhodes is like the, and it's like, well, shit, everybody thought that was a big problem, but I think this is a way worse problem.
Even his dad had the horseman break his leg.
Yeah, I think maybe Jeff Jarrett was right when he was booking himself as the champion every single time, maybe.
Yeah, that was TNA, though.
Yeah.
I mean, what were they going to do? Put it on fucking
Hulk Hogan?
Put it on Hulk again? Hogan, which they did, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Have Joker Sting?
I mean, AJ Styles instead
the right answer is you had AJ Styles.
And you wasted him.
And you had the SCU guys.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, I agree. Tony Khan is bad at this.
You want to talk about the women's division?
No.
Where the world champion is barely on TV. And she sets up a tournament. This is this year, but I'm going to talk about it anyway. Where I was so turned off about how they booked it.
Yeah.
Because it didn't make sense.
None of it made any
sense. Why did you put this grandma over that was never, even a has-been?
Right.
And then literally
Was it 48 hours ago? I thought, it was like, wasn't it like in the intro to the pay-per-view?
Into the intro to the pay-per-view, they explain the story. And I'm like, oh, this all makes sense now.
It was this great story.
Now I'm actually invested.
About how like
this was her first, first block.
It was like Hikaru Shida's fucking Joker, basically. This chick that ends up winning the tournament was the Joker to the AEW Women's Champion. If she was Batman, this was her Joker. But nobody mentioned that there was any history there at all. It all seemed pointless and
she
nothing.
She told Shida that she couldn't beat her in 100 years.
Yeah. It was like this feud dating back to like the beginning of Shida's career.
Shida could never beat her. She could only have a draw with her.
Yeah.
A great story.
Right.
They didn't tell it the whole tournament.
No. Like Hikaru Shida like mentioned it off the cuff.
Like, she had to do it herself.
The announcers didn't know about it. It was fuck, man.
They didn't talk about it during the tournament. They didn't talk about it on the TV show.
They didn't talk about it during the match.
No.
Goddamn. Just awful.
But Excalibur had to tell us the name of every movie.
Oh, yeah. That's what's important.
It's not the story.
Not the story of the match.
It's not the 10-year fucking story.
It's the story of each individual move. Jesus Christ, Excalibur. You're fucking bad.
And the just general bad booking.
Yeah.
The Young Bucks can't decide if their faces are heels. They They ruined Hangman.
Yeah.
They didn't ruin him, but they ruined the story.
Yes.
There was no blow off.
No.
Kenny is now...
They have ruined FTR.
They ruined FTR. Tully Blanchard is the only guy I respect in the faction now.
Yeah. Yes. Goddamn.
The show is getting by on pure talent of athletes.
Yeah.
And that everybody's mad at WWE.
That's more than the talent of the athletes. AEW is surviving on people's bitter spite towards Vince
it's
McMahon.
Mox, Jericho, MJF, and everybody being mad at WWE.
Yeah.
Including me.
Yeah. Yeah. Me too. Because WWE's, no bullshit, WWE is probably putting on an overall better show right now. But I just
if
won't watch
it.
If
they would condense it down to 2 hours.
Yeah, I agree.
And cut the fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
There's probably 2 hours of good shit in there.
Right.
But they bloat it.
Yeah.
And they add dumb shit.
And I'll be honest, there's probably 2 hours of good AEW throughout the week, but most of it's on YouTube.
That's another problem. Why do you tell your stories on YouTube when you have a TV show?
Such a bafflingly stupid decision. Like, I get that's how kids consume
maybe
media.
I'm old.
Maybe I'm old. Maybe that's our problem.
But I'm not that old.
Maybe children are all watching just
like
YouTube.
I'm fucking 33. I'm not that old.
Maybe the kids aren't even watching Dynamite. They're just watching Being the Elite.
But why? It's not even good.
I don't know. I've never watched it.
Don't, because it's just the bad parts of fucking Dynamite altogether.
Great. Perfect.
I mean, back in the Ring of Honor days,
yeah,
when Being the Elite was literally their travel log,
yeah,
I kind of liked it.
Sure.
Because it's like, hey, we're going on a plane for 14 hours. Hey, we just wrestled in Wrestle Kingdom.
Right.
Hey, we're back on the plane. I get all that. We need to wrestle at Ring of Honor in fucking 10 minutes. I kind of dig that.
All right.
But then it became this weird,
it's like this weird
shitty Saturday Night Live.
It's like this weird semi-meta sketch comedy where they kind of admit that it's all bullshit, but they kind of pretend like it's part of the kayfabe. It's all over the fucking place.
And they're not really funny?
Well, no.
And it's not good?
Yeah.
It's a capsule of all the things that are wrong with AEW.
Yeah, that's true.
In 25 minutes.
Right. All right, what's next?
Best face.
Okay.
Mayu Iwatani from Stardom.
Okay.
Just because I think she was actually the best pure baby face in the world.
All right.
She's a goody two-shoes.
Yeah.
She can't help herself from just being good.
Okay.
She's great in the ring.
All right.
There's nothing wrong with anything she does.
Excellent.
And she is the counter to Julia in their camp. The way they promote the company.
All right.
She's the biggest baby face. Julia's the biggest heel.
That's perfect.
That's all I got. And no one else had a great heel. Is Moxley really a great face, I mean?
No, there are no good baby faces right now.
America doesn't have a good baby face, right?
No, not since Cena quit.
And I don't think New Japan has a good baby face.
All right.
So, I don't think any...
I think AEW could have a great baby face if they would fucking just push Hangman Adam Page.
But now I think you got to rebuild the whole story because you waited too long.
Yep. You're right.
He would be the biggest babyface in the world.
Yes.
But
he should be.
They kept making him an alcoholic millennial cowboy.
Yeah.
He's an emo cowboy.
But they kept desperately wanting Kenny Omega to be a babyface no matter how bad that was.
Which I don't understand.
Nobody understands. I can't.
No one wants him to be
it.
A baby face.
No, he's such a good natural heel.
The only reason we care about him is because he was the cleaner in New Japan.
Yeah.
Because he was a shitbag heel in New Japan.
So let me explain. I hated Kenny Omega from basically, like the first time he fought Mox, I'm like, all right, maybe this will be. But then I've just hated him the entire time. Like, this sucks. Everything he's doing sucks. His faces suck. He has no charisma. All of this is bad. His promos suck. His matches suck. He fucking sucks. And then at the start of that fucking tournament, he came out to two ladies with brooms sweeping the stage. And he just fucking buried that guy with this just bullshits. Like, it was literally, he just came out to the ring, grabbed the dude, did his finisher as the opening move, and then just pinned him with this smug asshole look on his face, and then shook the guy's hand like a prick and then walked out of the ring. And I'm like, holy fuck, where has this guy been the whole time?
And that's the guy that I know.
I'm like, I get it now why everybody loved this fucking guy. What a piece of shit.
Yes. And that's how he got over in general.
It makes sense. I get it completely.
It wasn't him being a face.
Because he's bad at it.
Yes, and that's fine.
Yeah.
Know your guys. That's why you're the worst bookers.
Yeah.
Because you don't know your talent.
Yeah.
You don't know your talent.
Yeah. Well, the talent doesn't know themselves and what they're good at, and they let their talent make all their own decisions.
Which is too far.
Yeah.
Vince is too controlling.
Yeah.
And AEW is just letting him run off the rails.
Right.
I made a side note on this for Drew McIntyre.
Yeah. Drew McIntyre's great. I think he's been doing fucking marvelous.
I just don't think that they let him be enough. They didn't let him not do enough is the wrong term.
Here's the problem, in my opinion, with Drew McIntyre. I think you would have a very different opinion of him if there was a live audience there. Because I think they'd be going fucking ballistic for him like you haven't heard for a guy in fucking 20 years. If there had been a live crowd at WrestleMania when he fucking won that belt, it would have been fucking deafening.
But they didn't.
But they didn't.
And you know who did have crowds?
Japan.
Japan.
Yeah.
So I can at least tell if the fans like somebody or not there.
I think a lot of WWE's problem, I think WWE has been making a lot of really good decisions this year and doing a lot of really good wrestling. And it hasn't fucking mattered for shit because there's no fucking crowd.
My biggest problem with WWE is literally Retribution, Nia Jax.
Oh, yeah, that's been...
All the... Even when they do something good...
Yeah.
I don't care because you jaded me so badly.
That's fair.
Which is the reason I watch AEW.
Yeah, that's fair.
Who also is jading me because they're also doing bad things.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
As much as I like Tully Blanchard winning a match in 2021, that's not the right move.
It's not the right move. You're right.
As much as I wanted that to happen.
As much as that was the perfect move, maybe it's not the right move. You're right.
As much as I like seeing Arn Anderson do a spine buster a couple months ago.
Yeah.
Should Arn Anderson be the toughest guy in your company at 70 years old?
No, but he is.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
I believe Arn and Tully are still the toughest guys.
Like, when I see Taz having people fight for him, I'm like, Taz, you could beat everybody in the ring up by yourself.
There's three guys I actually don't want to get in a fight with in this. Actually, four. I'll count Mox.
Yeah, that's
maybe
fair.
Even five. The Murder Hawk.
Oh, yeah.
The Murder Hawk might actually have gotten into fights.
The Murder Hawk is great.
Even MJF. I'm not afraid of MJF.
No.
I'm more afraid that he'll make me cry with his mouth.
Yeah.
Than actually hurt me.
But that's his gimmick. That's
a perfect gimmick for him.
Yeah. All right, what's next?
All right. Best heel.
Yeah.
MJF.
MJF. It's not even a fucking question.
And you can make an argument for Jericho, but that's kind
of
it.
But MJF is kind of out-Jerichoing Jericho at this point.
Which is another reason to kick him out.
Yeah. Yeah. MJF is such just a masterful piece of shit. Jesus, you got a whole nother page?
No, that's just other crap.
Okay. Is that it then? Is that the list?
That could be it. Do we have an outro to this?
No. I mean, if you got other shit to talk about, we can talk about other shit, but
I don't think you want to talk about my top 25 matches in my personal opinion.
Oh, no.
I literally... So, this is another gimmick.
Yeah.
Some of my Twitter acquaintances are making lists because they have a Patreon and they kind of get paid to fucking talk about wrestling.
Right.
Well, in my
PTSD... that would be the dream, wouldn't it?
Yeah, kind of would, right? But in my PTSD brain, for some reason, I needed to also have a list of what my favorite matches are.
No, yeah, I get it. You were right to do that.
So they put me in reprints Saturday.
Yeah.
So I watched old wrestling.
Just like on your phone while you were doing reprints? Nice.
I put the phone on the keyboard.
Perfect.
I watched old wrestling. I made like multiple drafts.
Yep.
I went back and forth. And love I it. Made a fucking final draft of
what love my it.
Top 25 matches.
All right. What did we decide to name the show? You Know It's Fake.
Yeah, You Know It's Fake.
All right. Well, I have no fucking closing on this, Andy, but thank you for giving me the definitive list. Dave Meltzer can suck shit, because fuck yeah. Dave Meltzer.
Give me $25 a month. I could tell you shit, too.
Yeah.
Andy, you want to know what's happening at Stardom? I'll tell you.
Andy knows way more about women's wrestling than Dave Meltzer's dumbass will ever know.
Push Alexa Bliss.
Yeah, no shit.
Send Sasha to... Sasha. Send Sasha to fucking Japan.
All right.
If you're not going to put the title on her shit, you're not going to push her. Yeah. He's not going to main event WrestleMania. Send her to Japan.
Yep. Reverend. I got nothing else. Thanks, Andy.